I write my own movie. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I write my own movie. Yes, I truly do. I decide what sort of a storyline my life is going to be. And I like a happy storyline. I like a storyline that says, there still is time. There still is time for me to change my entire program. Just as an artist has many periods to his painting, so I have many periods to my living. I have the opportunity to change from one style to another style just as easily as night and day, just as easily as falling off a log. And then, since I have this privilege, since I have this ability, why don't I do it? I write my own movie. I write my own script. I choose all the actors in my movie. I choose all the experiences that I have in my movie. I choose all of the events that take place and all of the positive and negative events. If I don't like a particular movie that I'm writing, I stop. I maybe take the movie and set it aside and write a new one. Now, I can take the old one and destroy it. I can take the old one and throw it in the trash. I can take the old one and let it go. But I can take the new one and have it be anything I want it to be. Now, for all of my life, I have been living in a very difficult circumstance. If all of my life I've been living in kind of a terror situation, in a situation where I'm angry or things didn't work out well in the past or things didn't work out well in the present, if that's been my life, it hasn't been my life, but if that's been my life, I can, right this minute, put a new cause in motion, write a new script, write a new movie for who and what I am. Oh, yes, I can. This is what children do all the time. Children go to school, and they learn all about astronauts. They learn all about geography. They learn all about anthropology. They learn all about music. They learn all about many, many things. And all of these things are fascinating. And if they have inspirational teachers, they learn the subject well, and they enjoy it, and then they make up their mind. And once they've made up their mind, do they change it? Oh my, yes. Once they've made up their mind, do they change their mind a dozen times? How many people have one job all of their life? Very few. Most people have three, four, five, sometimes many, many jobs, many, many employments in their life history. And even people who rise up to the top of industry, who rise up to be the most exquisite CEOs, they change their program. They change their dreamland. They change their iMovie for themselves. And the world does not think the worst for them. The world just says, oh, that's okay. That's okay. They can change their mind if they want. They can change their movie if they want. They can rewrite the script however they choose to be whatever they want to be. Oh my goodness, look at that old man. He is so crotchety. He was always such a loving, gentle, kind person. Why is he crotchety now? Well, you just say, well, he's an old man, so he's crotchety. And then you look at another person, and all of their life they've had difficulty and they've had problems that would be enough to sink a battleship. And then all of a sudden, they meet some lovely person, a beautiful man or a beautiful woman in their life. And they adore this person. They find this person the most beautiful love of their entire life. Now, it can be that they find this person to be a mentor, find this person to be someone who guides them and leads them into some beautiful experience. Or they can find this person as their beloved, and they can get married. and they can feel that this is the most joyful thing they've ever done in their life. And here they are, 86 years old. Here they are, 99 years old. Here they are, 100 years old, and deciding to get married, deciding to have a new partner in life because their other partners didn't last that long. They were good, but they didn't last that long. So here you are at this beautiful age of 10, beautiful age of 20 or 40 or 50 or 100, and you decide you're going to make a complete change in your life. Now, anyone looking at you will say, wow, they are interested in living. They are vital, dynamic, and alive people. There's still time for them to write their own movie, to write their own script, and to have beautiful things happening in their life. And this is happening to you and to me all the time. As every day goes by, I have experiences that say to me, hey, this is fun, or this is not fun. This is uplifting, or this is not uplifting. Or this is fantastic, or this is not fantastic. And as these days go by, with all of these various attitudes about them, I think to myself, wow, isn't that great? Okay, today I'm going to write the movie of my life. The movie of my life is that I am a great architect. I know how to build houses. Let's see, what shall I be an architect of? I can be an architect of a good government. I can be the architect of a good government that is divinely designed and divinely programmed to do good for all the people involved in that government. I can be an ideal father or an ideal mother in my family, and I might not have any children, but I can be the ideal person who works with children. And I go down to the community center and I help with whatever their programs are. I write my own movie, and I write it every day. And my movie may change quite drastically from 1 minute to the next. 1 minute, I am a very effective person in an organization, and the next minute, they decide they want to put me to work as the chief, the head honcho of the organization. They want me to be the CEO. And I say, sure, why not? And they want to pay me tremendous salary because I can do such excellent things. I am a people person. And what happens? Then things change. The government change, and they say my salary is too big. They say it's too magnificent. So they cut me back, and I don't care. I enjoy every blessing that comes my way. And if there's a change, what the heck? I'll write a new script. If I am living in a house, and I'm having a lovely time in this house, and I have a beautiful family, and I have a beautiful world, and I have all my activities that please me, that's great. And then perhaps another day comes along. And the other day comes along, and I have the opportunity to go to, say, to Borneo, or go to the Polynesian Islands, to go somewhere where I'm not familiar with, and live in very primitive circumstances, because their circumstances there are primitive. They don't have running water. They don't have indoor toilets. They don't have stoves and refrigerators and things that I'm used to. So I adjust to this new living style. I've chosen it. I don't have to go there. But they've asked me to come and be a part of their community for whatever reason. And I have chosen to go. Now, can I live in this rather unique culture, which is so different from the culture that I knew back in California? Can I live in this culture that is so different from what I'm familiar with? Certainly. Because I let go of the past and all the remembrances of the past and live in the current moment now. So here I am in this primitive society, and I'm living in this primitive society which has no televisions, no telephones. It has no internet. It has none of the things that I've been accustomed to. And I go around my community, and I talk to people, and I share with people, and they tell me their dreams, their goals, and they're simple, lovely, beautiful, attainable goals. And they tell me how they have lived from this. And they tell me who their grandparents are and who their elders are in their community. They tell me all about these things. And then they tell me the sparkling news that always delights me. Do you know that young people grow up? Young people, and they're young yet. And they take over the management of our community. They take over the management of our community because they take it over with love. They take it over with a peaceful heart. They take it over to not change things, but to keep things as beautiful as they are, with the values that we have, and living harmoniously there. Oh, the young people might be a shaman. They might have this inner guidance that comes to them and says, hey, this is the way we want to plan our world. This is the way we want to do our things. And with that inner guidance, he's writing his own movie. He's writing the movie of his life. He's writing the movie of his values, of his spiritual values, of his values that come. And the people instantly take to him. Oh, they may expect him to do healings and other things that are not really his nature to do, but it is his nature to bring balance and peace and harmony. It is his nature to have the people feel that they like themselves, have the people feel that they like their community, that they like their world, that they like right where they are right now. And would you say that is a beneficial thing? Would you say that's... who cares? They're writing the script of the movie of their life. And the people around them are in that script. And they're writing that script not as something to change, not as something to be good or bad, but just something that they believe in. I write the script of my life as something that I believe in. And I believe that the divine within me is always revealing itself. The divine within me is always jumping out all the windows of my being, out my eyes, my ears, my nose, out my voice, out my love. And everywhere I go, I find people who are super, just magnificent. And the movie that I write is a movie of beautiful people who are finding themselves, who are being themselves, who are loving themselves, but starting with me. Naturally, I'm writing the script, so it's all about me. Naturally, I'm writing the script, I'm writing the movie, so the movie is going to be a reflection of my thought, of my ideals, of my dreams, of my goals. Now, I may not achieve my dreams, my thoughts, my goals, I may not achieve them, but I work on them. I have them to be my most valued, most important aspects of my life. And as I have them to be something that I treasure and that I delight in and that makes me very happy, I am very happy. Whether I ever achieve all of the dreams, all of the goals, all of the visualization of my movie that I'm writing, doesn't make any difference. I just keep right on writing the script of my life, the movie of my life, the movie of my being, the movie of who I am. Now, sometimes I don't like to have sad endings, and so I write the movie working out with beautiful endings, with joyful endings. Now, do I think that death is a sad ending? It depends on how you die. If you die in sadness, then a movie is a sad ending. If you die moving on to another dimension and a beautiful experience of glory and wonder and magic, oh, hey, that's kind of interesting in them. Now, can I, in my imagination, can I, in my creativity, in my movie writing, script writing ability, can I write what that next dimension is all about? Sure. Can I write what the next dimension is for many, many people is all about? Sure. Can I know truly that that is a really thing? Well, certainly. Whatever I think in my mind, whatever goes through my inner thought, That's my reality. Whatever I have in my heart, whatever I visualize in my being, for my next dimension, you might say, it's reality. Okay, I visualize my next dimension as being another dimension quite similar to this one, except I am not concerned about anything on the next dimension except to be myself and have fun. Now, I can do that right now if I want to also, but I visualize that in my script of my next dimension, okay? So what am I doing on the next dimension? I'm being myself and having fun. Now, what does it mean to be myself and have fun? It means to look out of my eyes and see my world as all that I delight in seeing. To see all the people in my world whole and perfect. To see all the people in my world enjoying all the experiences that they have. To see all the people in my world happy. To see all the people in my world healthy. To see all the people in my world abundant. To see all the people in my world doing every single thing that delights them. Now, why do I want to do that? Why do I want to bother with seeing all the people in my world as doing things that would delight me? Well, because I'm writing the script. I'm writing the movie. I'm writing the details of what's going on. And I am the creator. I am the creator. So whatever I look at out of my eyes is a reflection of what is in my heart that I am writing in the book of my life, in the script, in the movie of my being. And so if I look out of my eyes and I see anything that is not quite up to snuff, as the director of this movie, as the author of this movie, as the creator of this movie, as the producer of this movie, I say, hey, hold it. That's not the way I want that scene played. That's not the way I want your action to be. You are an actor playing a part, living the script that I have written. You're not living the script that someone else has written. You're living the script that I've written. Oh, we want to be ourselves and have fun. That's fine. But if you want to play in my movie, if you want to be an actor in my movie, if you want to be something that is a scene in my movie, then you have to be what I write you to be. Now, I write you to be happy, joyful, harmonious, healthy, abundant. I write you to be all these things. And can you do that? Well, we don't ask. We don't ask these things. We just write the script and then we find the actors willing to play that part. Now, if an actor comes into our ken, and as we work with this actor, and this actor does not want to act according to the way we have written the script, then we say, no, we'll find someone who is a good actor acting relative to the script that I've written here. And the other actor is saying, well, you'll never find anybody like that, because that's just too wonderful, that's just too good, that's just, you just won't find. They don't say that to you. An actor is looking for a job. He's not going around telling you how to write your life, but he is going to try to live what you have written in his life. And of course, that isn't the way it works. You at all times are the writer, the producer. You are the one who has this movie, and it is your movie. And if the characters in your movie are not projecting what you have written into the movie, you get different characters. You get different actors. And it's no big deal. The actors aren't going to be unhappy. They'll just look for a place where they can find that their talent, their genius, their imagination can be reflected as beautifully as you have written it. Oh, you can be sure. In all the great movies that producers have ever produced, many actors come in and try out for the part. They try out for the part. And are they willing to be what the author, what the writer, what the screenwriter wrote to be in the movie? Okay, now, let's take that a step further. Here we are. We're going to write a movie. And the movie is going to be Happiness on Earth. There is now peace on earth, and it began with me. It began in my movie. Yes, I've written it into every aspect of my movie. Peace, balance, harmony, right action. I've written it in every action. Now, people who come along and they want to play in my movie because they want a job, and they try out. And they try out in my movie, and they're not nice people, or they are too nice, or they are people who want to take control or want to manipulate everyone in their world, including me. And I say, nope. And I don't say, I don't like you, I don't want you, you're bad, you're this. I just say, nope. And you're not right for the part. And so I look around, and I make friends with people just like me. I create scene players, people who live in my world just like me. I create a world that is just like me because I'm writing the script. I'm writing the movie. And all of the people in that movie are my choice. I have accepted them to play a part in my movie, and it's not that they want to or don't want to, it's a matter that they have chosen to be an actor in my movie to act the way I have written the script. Now, I don't like them or dislike them, I don't have any feeling whatsoever. I just wrote this script, and this script is going to be played out in my world. This script is going to be my happy world. This script is going to be the world in which I say all is good and very good. This script is going to be my choice. And I don't argue with it, with anybody about it. People come up to me and they say, now, let's do a little rewrite here. Let's do a little changing here. No, no, no. This is my script. And I don't create people in my world coming up and wanting to rewrite my script. I don't create people in my world coming up and wanting to do my script over, thinking that my script has areas where it could be improved, because it cannot be improved. If I think it can be improved, I'm not a very good writer. If I write something so beautiful, so wonderful, that that's just the way it comes off of the dock, and it is perfect, then I'm a good scriptwriter. But if I write to fit what other people think it should be, to fit how other people think it should be, to write in the current vogue of whatever the current activities are that's going on in the world, if there are wars and if there are actions of pestilence and disease in the world, and I want to write them into my script, I can. But if I don't want to write them in my script can be beautiful, fantastic, glorious, without all of that negativity. That negativity doesn't make or break my script. It is just not who I am, and it's not what I write about. It's not what I talk about. Everything in the script of my life, in the script that I write, in the script that I live, in the script that I am the actor, the director, the scene creator, the background, the script is just whatever I choose it to be. You know, you look at a movie, and the movie is about the Queen of England. And the movie is about how she has done different things, and how she has lived her life, and how she lives her life. And the actress who carries out the Queen's image, the Queen doesn't do it herself, but the actress who carries out the Queen's image has to think, will the Queen approve of how I play the part of her life? Will the Queen think that I am a good reflection of her? Will the Queen think that I'm trying to recreate her, that I'm trying to say that she doesn't do things in the right way? Will the Queen approve of what I am doing? Well, now, the actor goes by the script that is written, and the author of the script has put the Queen in compromising situations, or in good situations, or in powerful situations, and the Queen comes out a queen. Now, if the writer is not writing a good script, the Queen will come out half-baked. If the actress who plays the Queen is a little timid or a little bit unsure of herself in the role she's playing, the Queen will be timid and unsure of herself. If any of us ever play any role, and we do, let that role be our finest Academy Award role, where we are recognized by all the world as being an exquisite actor. We are playing the part of the screen, the program that an author has written, playwright has written, and we are playing it so beautifully, everyone believes that we are that character, even though they know very well that we are not. Now, if we play, as you'll find, many actors like to play certain roles, like they call that being typecast. They like to play a role that reflects something that they believe in, that they love, and they do. And some actors will not play the role of a horror movie. They will not play the role of violence. They will not play the role of contrariness. They play only in those scenes that reflect who their personality is. And of course, they will be believable from the very beginning when they do that. And you and I have the privilege of writing the screen, writing the program, writing the movie. We can write that movie and we can have that movie be a beautiful reflection of who we are. And everyone will delight in playing the role that they play in that movie because they are our friend. Our friends. They are someone who is harmonious with us, someone who believes in us, someone who thinks as we do. Now, when we take responsibility or recognition of this fact, when we take the understanding that we have written the script, we have written the movie in which these actions take place, in which these things take place. Now, it can be a realistic movie of our life. It can be something else. It can be anything we want it to be. But all that matters is that we have written it, and we do write it. I write the movie of my love. I write my own movie. I write the movie that reflects who and what I am. And I am the director, I am the actor, I am the purveyor of that movie. And wherever I go, people look at me and they see whether I am right for the part, whether I am real, whether I am realistic, or whether I'm just pretending. People look at me and say, oh, you are an Academy Award winner, you are fantastic. People look at me and say, what a glorious movie, what a good life you're leading. What a wonderful world you're living in. And when they do these things and say these things and are these things and know these things, what happens? Then I have really for myself lived a very beautiful, competent, good life. Now, do I want to do that? Can I do that? Can I write the movie of my life? Well, I am doing it whether I like it or not. Now, do I want to write another movie? Say, okay, now I've written this movie. Now I want to write a movie of me at this point in my life, at this age in my life, but now I want to write as the happiest man in the universe. And regardless of my age, I'm the happiest man in the universe. And as I write this movie of me being the happiest man in the movie in the world, in the universe, I have changed my attitude from one of just being a nice person and a happy person to being the happiest, to being the most fulfilled, to being, and can I do that? Oh, yes, I can. Do I do that? I often do it. I often rewrite the script. I often rewrite the script as my family grows up and moves out, or as I get married, or as I go to a job, or as I do anything in life. These are the movies that I'm writing, and how well I have written them is how joyously I feel when I see my life portrayed in the fullness of the movie that I have written. This takes place for all of us, and it takes place for all of us right now. And when we recognize when I recognize I am the author, I am the writer of the movie of my life, and I love it. And I write my own movie, and I edit my movie if I wish, and I change it, and I leave it the same. But it's always me, being me, having the greatest time of my life. Join me in this wonderful adventure of knowingly writing the movie of my life, writing the movie of your life, and having it be the Academy Award winner movie that is believable and delightful and uplifting and supportive. All the negativity is out of it. It doesn't have to be there. All the limiting things are out of it. They don't have to be there. And it is good and very good. So join me, because I love you. I love you. I love you. I've written you into the script of my life. Thank you for being there so perfectly.